Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the World Health Organization is trying to alert, you know, the world that we do have another variant that is starting to, you know, be something that's kind of pinging the radar. And this isn't necessarily new. You guys have heard of it before. The problem is I don't think the scientists and the researchers kind of have the name right. So in the recent study that has just been published and not yet peer-reviewed, they're talking about the variant Delta Micron. Well, what they're talking about is Deltacron. But apparently the researchers, they haven't figured out what to name it, or they're naming it, but people are already naming it their own way. So you're going to see Deltacron, and you're going to see Delta Micron. I think it's the same, and I'm going to call it Deltacron. That's just me. So if you guys remember, Cyprus researchers had alerted us that there was a new variant that they called Deltacron. They found a significant number of mutations only previously found in Omicron cases, which was different from other variants, as it has 30 mutations. 10 of these were identified in samples taken in Cyprus. So they called it the Deltacron variant. They found it in 25 samples, 11 of whom were hospitalized patients, and then the other were in just the general population. So doctors were talking about this, they're like, it's contaminant. We think it's probably contaminant, because about a day or two later, they were like, you know what? You know, maybe you have some Omicron, some Delta, the concept of them recombining and sharing genetic material in a new variant was rare. And then you didn't hear much of it. Yet Dr. Kostrikas had said the frequency of the mutations was higher among those in the hospital, which could mean there's a correlation between Deltacron and hospitalizations. Well, everybody kind of blew it off, and now we're being told there's been a cluster of cases in the south of France. It joins about 15 others. So now the World Health Organization is saying this new variant is spreading across Europe. Now, I think we're still under 20 cases, but, you know, it's one of those things where I'm sick of hearing about COVID. I think you all are sick of hearing about it as well. But we do have to be prepared for the next variant. And our how we prepare is not by lockdowns. It's not by mandates. It's just we be aware that we might need ICU beds. We might need extra hospitals. We might need to repurpose facilities to be more medical facilities if we do have another wave. But this is called Delta Micron. Apparently, these, if I could pronounce it correctly, the EU Mediterranean researchers, so the French, report 3 infections in southern France with the Delta Omicron, Delta Micron recombinant. This adds to 15 other cases sampled in Europe, and they are concerned that this might spread. The World Health Organization now is sounding the alarm that this variant is spreading across Europe. Now, what about America? Has America had any cases? Actually, yes. So in America, I looked it up very interestingly. Helix Labs, based in San Mateo, California, has been working with the CDC, and they sequenced 29,719 positive COVID samples between February 22nd and February 13th. So that was pretty much when Omicron made, that was kind of Omicron's wave. Because we started getting it before Thanksgiving. A lot of us got it New Year's. I know in my neck of the woods, it was right after New Year's, so that wasn't fun. And then by February, we predicted a couple weeks into February, things would go down. According to USA Today, researchers did identify 2 Deltacrons We're calling it Deltacron. French might call it Delta Micron. Who cares? Just we'll call it that's just called Deltacron. Involving different versions of it, and then there were 20 additional infections that were very interesting, where they had two at the same time, both Delta and Omicron going on, and then there was one case which had Delta, Omicron, and Deltacron, so a triple whammy. And you're like, dude, you know, where have you been? And so that makes the most sense to me, because we were in the midst of the Delta wave. All of a sudden you have the Omicron wave, and then you have people going, is it Delta, is it Omicron? And they're like, well, are you tired? How's your cough? How's your sore throat? I think people had both. I'm not surprised by that. So yes, Deltacron could be here in the United States. Is it going to overtake other variants? We don't know. Researchers don't know. My concern is we have had surges in Europe, in Russia, in multiple countries that have been surging, whereas we've been kind of going down. I think we're going to probably be okay for a while, at least for the next couple months. But there are some studies coming out saying these vaccines didn't do that much when it came to Omicron. They were fantastic for Delta, but for Omicron, left a lot to be desired. Personally, I think the vaccine did help a lot of us not have severe Omicron, but I also credit not only the vaccine, but a lot of us probably had some natural immunity. Did the natural immunity prevent us from not getting Omicron? No, it didn't. Did the vaccine prevent us from not getting Omicron? It didn't. So I think there's been a huge, huge call by a lot of us doctors, and I think the American public, to maybe start to update these. To review some of these spike proteins that we have in these variants. So the Delta variant has some very common ones, the E950N, the D614G, T19R. These are some of the variants of the spike protein mutations of Delta. Omicron has even more, especially the common N501Y. This N501Y that helps it, I think, attach easier to the ACE receptor. This N501Y has been with the Alpha variant. I mean, it's been with us from the beginning. Why our new vaccine doesn't have that in terms of its mRNA code is beyond me. We should have already made that. The E484A is another common one we keep hearing. So, you know, when you look at the Omicron mutations or the Delta mutations, it's no surprise. Meanwhile, remember how it recombines is like somebody dropping two decks of cards and you picking up the cards together in one stack. That's how these recombination events happen in the body. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
As we've watched the invasion unfold in Ukraine, our hearts are breaking as we watch communities being destroyed and people's lives forever changed. At the same time, we're seeing people around the world come together to support the Ukrainian people across our Meta platform. In just the last week, more than $20 million has been raised for nonprofits supporting humanitarian efforts for Ukraine on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook groups have been created to help those in need, including a group of 200,000 Romanian volunteers and donors coordinating transportation and accommodations for refugees. Across Europe, groups have formed to offer care and housing for pets of anyone in Ukraine. Even in this terrible moment, we get to see and amplify so much good. To amplify these efforts, we are committing $15 million to support humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, including $5 million in direct donations to nonprofit organizations who are on the ground now in the region and committed to providing long-term recovery in Ukraine. If you'd like to help, consider donating or starting a fundraiser for a nonprofit supporting humanitarian efforts in Ukraine by visiting facebook.com/fundraisers.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so back in January, I had seen this meme. And it was before, obviously, the, you know, Ukraine conflict. It's about a two-month-old, like, picture, cartoon. And I love political cartoons. They really tell a lot. You know, a picture's worth a thousand words. And in this cartoon, you have Putin and you have Biden. And Biden is, you know, looking a little weathered. He has a mask on. And he's playing checkers. On the other side is Putin playing chess with no mask and looking very confident. And I guess the cartoon is called World Chess Match, done by Gary Varvel. And when you look at this, it's a chess match, and it's Biden with the mask on playing checkers. And it's very telling. And I'm not here to, you know, criticize. I'm not saying this is, you know, all Biden's fault. Putin attacked Ukraine. This is Putin. But it's very, I guess, reflective of how many people look at America. And so our response to what's going on with Ukraine, and I'm a physician. And I'm a physician. My background is not foreign policy. My background is psychology. My background is family medicine. My background is emergency medicine. My background is, you know, ER. But I do have an opinion on what's happening. I have an opinion because I see a lot of parallels to World War II. And I also understand the human psyche. I also understand people who are narcissistic, people who are, you know, domineering, people who could be, you know, undergoing a psychosis. And I think Putin is an opportunist. And I think what he's doing is taking the opportunity, and he doesn't care, being an opportunist, who he hurts. Yes, he might be disgusting. Yes, he might be evil. Maybe he has Parkinson's, which has been postulated over the last few years. Who knows? Maybe he has cancer. People have been talking about that. But I think the one thing that many of us can agree on is he is taking an opportunity. And one of the biggest threats to Putin all this time has been America. And it's pretty apparent that America isn't that foreboding, isn't that scary. And so our response with everything going on has been now to send Kamala Harris over to Poland. And she says, and you know, she says it forcefully, we will defend every inch of NATO. This, I don't think this was a move the vice president should have done. I've been very kind of concerned with, you know, the lack of appropriate, shall we say, duties the vice president should have. They sidelined her on some, but then they thrust her into foreign policy early on in the presidency, almost like they wanted to build her resume. And as much as I think women can scare the hell out of people and show power, you wonder why our president isn't there, and you wonder why just the move that we sent the vice president. This doesn't have anything to do with female or male. But the move that we sent the vice president to give the warning to Putin just is, it's a little odd. It shows that Biden, you know, is still trying to preserve some sort of relationship. Now, is the relationship that, you know, look, he doesn't want to thrust us into war. There's a lot of debate on that, and some people think Biden is getting gloving this just the right way. Others think we're already being drawn into a world conflict. And once, you know, Russia took this beyond, oh, we just want to free people that are oppressed by Ukrainians and prevent missiles being, you know, NATO missiles being put towards our direction, once they've been bombing civilians and bombing hospitals and shelling this and trying to take over nuclear sites, they're already putting themselves into a position where they could affect us and they could affect our interests. So as far as I'm concerned, they have already kind of declared, you know, declared aggression to America, and we need to, I feel, stop Putin now before he goes further. I think this waiting, going, well, we'll sacrifice Ukraine and we'll only be there for our NATO allies, I don't know. I mean, from an ethical standpoint, I think it's horrible. I think it's horrifying what's happening. But from even a strategic military standpoint, I don't think it's right. So Kamala Harris, in the latest headline, has issued a warning to Putin from Poland and had said that they are going to defend every inch of NATO territory. Well, that's not very scary to Putin because there's tons of non-NATO territory. There's tons. So basically what we just told Putin is you're good because we're going to only get involved if you end up touching a NATO country. That's not, I think, the message we needed to send. And I don't think it's Kamala Harris's fault. I think she was told to do that. But, you know, our president needs to be there. Unfortunately, our president has this kind of impression of being, you know, feeble. It's not a good sign. This is not good. In the meantime, though, our forces did carry out cold weather exercises in coastal areas of Estonia. Now, Estonia is a NATO ally. U.S., British, Estonian, and Finland. Finland is a NATO partner, not a member of the alliance. Finland, Sweden, Jordan. There's multiple countries that are partners, but not necessarily members. And I guess Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said these exercises have taken place in the winter to demonstrate the ability to operate in harsh conditions. During the exercises, Allied troops used Stryker armored vehicles Thursday to fire Stinger missiles, the same weapons the U.S. and allies are trying to get into the hands of Ukrainian forces resisting the Russian invasion. And that's another thing, too. You know, once we are supplying the weapons against, you know, Russia, we've already, taken a side. You know, we've already, I think, drew that red line, so to speak. So I know we keep going, well, we don't want, you know, Russia to get bad. If we're supplying weapons to Ukraine and those weapons are killing Russian soldiers, yeah, Russia's mad at us. It's done, all right? So now we just have to decide how we're going to try to stop him. So we're doing embargoes. We're trying to crush his economy. He's not budging. Now, temperatures in parts of Ukraine have dropped below 10 degrees Celsius, so we're talking freezing temperatures. Military experts are warning Russian tanks have been stranded, and they could turn into 40-ton freezers, and they have fuel supply issues. So Russia isn't pulling off the slam dunk they thought they could. But then again, I think, you know, Hitler, it took them at least a month to overtake Poland. So, you know, Russia's 2 weeks into this, and thank God Ukraine's been able to, you know, keep up the fight, but we just don't know how long they could, you know, they could last. So they keep asking for help from the U.S. They keep asking us to not ping pong. They keep asking us, you know, help set up a no-fly zone. And then Kamala Harris said we're going to defend every inch of NATO territory. Well, we know that. We know this isn't her fault. It was the message she was told to give. We know that. Duh. So they're hoping these exercises, Putin knows we don't want to be in a conflict with him. Same thing with Europe. Europe doesn't want to get into a conflict with Russia. So if you're a country that wants to expand and wants to pick up the, you know, Moldova maybe next, Georgia, these other countries, Finland, Sweden, if you are a Putin, who wants to expand, who wants to gain control, try to, you know, reform as much of the Soviet Union as possible, and you get told by America, you know, we're going to defend NATO to the last, you know, grain of sand, that's basically code from the U.S. as, all right, this is our line. So you're good from there on, but we're going to anything crosses this one line. So, I don't think it's doing much. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Pushed by surging costs for gas, food, and housing, consumer inflation jumped again, now to 7.9% over the past year, the sharpest spike since 1982, and just the start of higher prices to come. The increase reported by the Labor Department reflected the 12 months ending in February and didn't even include most of the oil and gas price increases that followed Russia's invasion of Ukraine February 24th. Since then, average national gas prices have jumped 62 cents a gallon to $4.32, according to AAA. The war continues in Ukraine, and the humanitarian crisis continues as well, with Russia bombing a children's hospital and a women's center. Volunteer Yuri Popovich has seen it all.
Seeing Russians bombing kindergartens, child hospitals, wild animals don't act like that. This is like devil walking on the ground.
This is USA Radio News. Actor Jesse Smollett is about to be sentenced.
3 months after a jury found Jussie Smollett guilty of lying to police in a staged attack, the Empire actor will return to court to hear his sentencing. Smollett was convicted of 5 of 6 felony counts of disorderly conduct for lying to police. He was acquitted on a 6th count. He faces a maximum sentence of 3 years in prison per count. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We have word now that a plane carrying U.S. President Donald Trump had to make an emergency landing in New Orleans after experiencing engine failure over the Gulf of Mexico. The plane, a Dassault Falcon 900, had gone about 75 miles from a New Orleans airport before turning back to the city. Other passengers included Secret Service agents, support staff, and some of Trump's advisors. The plane was returning Trump to his home in Palm Beach, Florida, from a New Orleans hotel where he was speaking to Republican Party donors at a private event. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All for tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. I'm not going to go through this whole email, and I apologize. Looks like I have some volume coming in. But we have a question that has to do with what to do if your spouse stinks, snores loud. Apparently they listened to yesterday's show when we were speaking to the sleep doctor about your partner snoring next to you, and having bad breath in the morning. Okay, so, okay, humans are stinky. Humans stink. We smell. Now, yes, in the more modern times, especially in the latest decades, we have deodorant, we have aftershave, we have soap, we might shave our underarms, shave other areas. douche. I mean, there's tons of things now. We use perfume, all sorts of stuff. Soaps. And so, toothbrushing, Listerine, mouthwash. So there's a whole bunch of things we now do to not smell. And I kind of wonder how the hell people got around, right, the world not having all these things. Because, you know, as a doctor, I've smelled almost every smell. And it's just a part of human nature. It's just a part of humans. Humans will get stinky. It happens, you know? It was interesting when I was in Pompeii. We toured Pompeii in Italy. And apparently they used to wash clothes in urine. And then they would wear it. And urine, to me, is it's a horrible smell. I mean, I got cats and dogs. I'm so sick of that smell. I can't even, I'm traumatized by it. But nope, that's what they would wash their clothes in. The Romans during the time of Pompeii. So, you know, it's not, shall we say, the most evil thing in the world if you have a partner that does start to sink a little bit, okay? And so how do you bring it up? And remember, I don't know, for those of you guys that have been listening to my show, remember we had one email on a husband who said his wife was having, you know, horrible smell, vaginal smell, and he didn't know how to bring that up to her. And, you know, my problem with any of this is you guys are married. If you guys are married, how are you not able to talk to each other? A married couple does not have a strong marriage if you guys can't bring stuff up. You know, if you have to kit and glove and walk on eggshells, that's a problem. And so many of you guys are in relationships, guys and gals and guys and guys and girls, you guys are in relationships where you can't, you're like, oh, I can't bring that up. You can't bring that up with your partner? Nope, I can't bring that up. Why not? Well, they'll freak out. You should be able to talk about everything. If this is your life partner, you should be able to talk about anything. Now, I get some of you guys are liberals and you married conservatives, or you're conservatives and you married liberals. I can't advise you. I don't know how those relationships work. I mean, me, I don't, you know, care that much. You know, I mean, I care about the country, but I have liberal friends, conservative friends. It's not going to make or break any relationship I have. But for those of you that are very passionate about politics, I don't know how you make that work. So I get that. But if you can't tell a loved one that they might have a medical issue, or that they have a smell, you know, that's not a strong relationship. So, I mean, in my family, you know, I'll be like, okay, you know, something stinky. Well, actually, this is what I see. Okay, I have two boys and my husband. And then we also have a bunch of cats and dogs. So what I do is I stand in the center of the room, and I go, it stinks. One of you stink. All of you go take showers now. That's what I do. It stinks. And the dog is like, do I have to go too? I go, yeah, you move your tushy. Go upstairs. You get a bath also. But something stinks. Do you want me to go around and smell? Now, sometimes the kids are like, I got to go. I don't have time for this. Mom, smell me. So I'll go up. I'm like, okay, it's not you. It's not you. Oh, sorry. Yeah, looks like it was you. I mean, what? Are they going to divorce me? No. You know? And I mean, I work out. You know, we go camping, hiking, we're going to stink. That's just what happens. And, you know, like, all right, look, don't touch me until I take a shower. You're pressing. And then they're like, that's not, you don't have to, you don't have to ask me twice. So, you know, and let's say somebody doesn't realize that their deodorant's not working or whatever. You should be able to talk about it. We bring up the sleep and the snoring because many people have partners who snore and they can't sleep. And then what happens, like what I did, the older I got, the harder it is to fall back asleep. I might be able to fall asleep, but to stay asleep and to fall back asleep if I'm woken up gets harder. So my husband would start to snore, and I would just, like, hit him because luckily he would turn on his side. I would have a few minutes of quiet so I could hopefully fall back asleep. You can't be doing that. And, I mean, one, I'm disrupting his sleep. Two, my sleep is disrupted. So we got that all figured out because he went on a CPAP machine. Because I told him for years that I think he's got sleep apnea. And so, you know, that sort of intervention ended up not only, you know, helping my sleep, but also saving his life, probably. So I would, you know, if you don't know how to bring this type of stuff up, you know, I think direct is best. I mean, if somebody's going to divorce you because you say, you know, honey, I don't know if that brand of deodorant is working the best. If you know, she's going to divorce you over that, your marriage has a lot more issues. Okay, everybody's always afraid there's going to be one thing they say and then the divorce will happen. If that's the case, the divorce was going to happen anyway. Because there's always that one thing to say. You know, suicide. We have friends that commit suicide. I had a friend that committed suicide. I think many of us have known somebody that committed suicide. And we always tell ourselves, you know what? If I would have said this, if I didn't say this, it's never just one thing. It isn't. I mean, I get it. Stock market crashing, you know, 1929, I get that. But in terms of something that you say, it's rarely that. And I understand there's been bullies where kids have gotten bullied and somebody goes, why don't you go kill yourself? And they have. But again, it was a buildup of a bunch of things that put them into that. So you saying, look, you know, you stink, that shouldn't do it. But there's lots of ways to say, like what I told, gosh, I wish I could find that clip on air, but what I had said, like for the husband that has a female that, you know, a wife with a gynecological smell, you know, first bring up, say, look, you know, when was the last time, you know, you've seen the doctor, or gynecologist and all that? You know, I don't know, you know, I'm getting a sense something's not right down there. And, you know, I don't know if it's because, You know, your pheromones are a little bit off, but something just doesn't seem right. Something seems different down there. And I really think you need to get that checked out because I'm worried about you, honey. Now, oh my God, what? And, you know, yeah, it might not, you know, turn into the most wonderful conversation, but at least you're doing your part. It blows my mind what we as married people live with over and over again because we just don't want to say something. You got to say something. Yeah? And if it doesn't work out and the relationship doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. But, you know, you need to get some sleep. So if your partner's snoring a lot, that could be a medical issue. You need to be able to sit next to your partner in a two-hour movie without, you know, having to hold your nose. See, that's the thing. These masks have helped. You know, whenever I sit next to somebody who stinks, I put my mask on. It's fantastic. I still have my mask. I don't want to wear the mask all the time. I don't want it mandated. But I got to tell you, man, that mask helped me when, you know, people around me had some stinky days. And again, you don't have to say, you stink. You know, you could go, somebody's a little stinky. Somebody smells sweaty. You know? 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount.
easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So millions of genetically modified mosquitoes are being planned to be released across the United States, we're being told, but the pilot programs are going to occur in Florida and California. So the EPA has, I know, 2 billion of them. It's okay. We'll walk through this. I know. I don't like the idea that much, but I'll tell you guys the logic behind it. You guys can make your own decision. But, yeah. So, 2 billion mosquitoes are going to be released. This is something that happened even last year millions were released in Florida. It was a pilot project last year. Because what they want to do is release these mosquitoes that cause the offspring of the mosquitoes to not be able to then spread disease. Now, I think it's the female mosquito that you say mosquito, I say mosquito. But I think it's the female of the mosquito that mosquito, it's mosquitoes, mosquito. Mosquito is plural. The female that spreads most of the disease. So British biotech firm Oxitec, yeah, we're still allies with the British. I know some of us have not gotten over the whole taxation without representation. And I don't think they're trying to overthrow us, but the British biotech firm Oxitec has announced this week that it received approval from the EPA for its genetically modified mosquitoes to be released in parts of Florida and in California. There was a pilot program last year, and so I guess things passed. People were fine. People were happy. Nobody got COVID or Zika or dengue or bacteria from them. And so we're moving forward with it, I guess. Now, the modified male insects, it's the male insects that are modified, and they are designed to produce infertile offspring. So, you know how we have, males of XYs, female are XX, and the male gives either an X or a Y, and then the baby will have either dad's X or dad's Y along with one of mom's X's? Again, you can't just, when you genetically modify these mosquitoes, it's for the offspring. That they can modify these mosquitoes, they could just kill the mosquitoes if they have to. What they're trying to do is start to limit offspring. And if these male mosquitoes have a lot of sex with female mosquitoes, then that could mean a whole new generation of baby mosquitoes won't be able to do what they want or need to do. Does that make sense? Okay, good. So, the male mosquitoes developed by Oxitec are codenamed species OX5034. They are derived from the Aedes aegypti mosquito. Now, remember the Aedes aegypti was the big one was Zika. Zika scared the hell out of me. Zika was where babies were born with microcephaly and these syndromes where they lacked a lot of neurological development. Many of them died. And there was a huge, huge outbreak in Brazil right before the Rio Olympics, such that Olympians were like, I just can't take the risk. And what was really scary about Zika is that, this isn't COVID where, okay, somebody's coughing and I could wear a mask. These mosquitoes know how to find that square millimeter of your skin. And, mosquitoes inject a little anesthetic when they land on you. That's how you don't know you have a mosquito on you. So they inject a little anesthetic. You end up, realizing they were on you after you have an inflamed bite and the anesthetic wears off. So people were getting Zika without even knowing it, and then you could spread it by sex. So you could go to the Florida Keys, hang out, come back and have sex with somebody, in Colorado, and now they have Zika. It could have been a disaster. So the Aedes aegypti is notorious for Zika, dengue, yellow fever. When they mate with native females in the area, they will produce female larvae that simply die off before reaching adulthood. So it's supposed to doom the population as a whole. Only the female mosquitoes will bite, suck blood from humans. It's a suck-blow mechanism where the mosquito will suck. Well, they blow, the anesthetic in there. They suck the blood, and then they go, and then when they do land on somebody else, they could inject some of the blood into them. So these modified insects, they don't believe will actually pose danger to people. Now, I know many of you are worried that the Zika outbreak was related to a previous release of genetically modified mosquitoes. I can't confirm that. I know that's a growing theory, where all of a sudden there was this big, huge epidemic. Now, that's why people think with COVID, it was a lab leak. You know, when life goes on and then all of a sudden there's this big, you know, pandemic, you really wonder if it was man-made, if there was, you know, us tinkering with nature. But because pandemics have happened before, there is still the plausibility that this was random. You know, that this did, you know, this happened sadly and it just, you know, there was just a conglomerate or a recipe of factors that caused a huge outbreak. So, you know, when I hear that they're releasing genetically modified mosquitoes, they've been doing this for a while now. And we haven't had other outbreaks. So the Zika outbreak doesn't necessarily have to have a tie to these sorts of experiments. All right? Okay, so last year, following approval from the EPA and local authorities, Oxitec launched a pilot program to release millions of these genetically modified mosquitoes in select areas of Florida. This was in collaboration with the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District. On Wednesday, Oxitec said that the EPA had issued an approval for the Florida program to continue, as well as approval for the new program in California. Then people are like, why California? Well, I mean, California does get, they get mosquitoes too. You know, there's Chikungunya, I know I'm not probably pronouncing that right, but, you know, these are areas that they've been studying, they've been following. Obviously, Florida is a higher, you know, has obviously a higher sort of population of mosquitoes. So, let me see, what else do I have on that? Florida had a dengue outbreak as recently as 2020. Dengue fever, you know, is in that same sort of family that we see, you know, as these illnesses that cause. Actually, it's very interesting. You know, a lot of people don't know if they have COVID versus dengue fever or, I mean, a lot of these illnesses, because they just kind of all have the same symptoms. You get the fever. You get headache, you get muscle ache, joint pains. There's also, though, a rash. And the thing with that is, even though COVID can have a rash, because most viruses do, the dengue fever rash, it is a little different. So, you know, dermatologists can't tell. But anyway, so the species right now, I guess the species of Aedes aegypti is now growing in California. No dengue or chikungunya or Zika or yellow fever, though, according to state health officials, but they want to look at different environments. So California is drier than Florida, still warm, but drier. So they want to see if this could work because things are shifting, you know, climate change. Personally, I think the West is getting drier while the East is getting wetter. And I don't know if it's my hamburger or my car causing it. I just see a shift. So, you know, so we'll see what happens. But environmental groups are not too happy about this move. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.